Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are using the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. We're looking at chapter 1, Mishnah 11, Aleph Yud Aleph. Let's see what it says in tonight's Mishnah. Avtalion Omer, Avtalion says, Chachamim, hizaharu b'divreichem, be very careful with your words. Pause. As a side note, do you know that there is a certain amount of predestined words, I believe, that you're given in your whole life? Hashem gives you a certain amount of words you're allowed to speak, you're supposed to speak, and if you go over that limit over the many years, it should be 120 years for all of us, then that's it. That's all you're allowed to speak. That's all you're allowed to use. So shouldn't we be extra careful with our words? Shouldn't we use loving words and helpful words, not hateful words or selfish words, selfless words and selfless abilities, especially when it's so easy nowadays to speak badly, unfortunately, and we worry about hurting others. We don't want to hurt others. We don't want to be bad to others. We want to make sure to be good to those around us, and we want to make sure not to use any words that could be really not good for other people. We want to make sure that it doesn't harm anyone. So we have to use the Lashon Tov, good words, not Lashon Hara, not Motzi Shem Ra, not Rechilos. Be very careful with your words. Think twice before speaking, because the statement of sticks and stones versus words, it's not true. Words are very hurtful. They could cut to the deep and the core essence of a person. They could really damage a person. That's why you should use good terms, nice terms. Never say mean terms or any words, even if it's not a curse words, but just words that say, what are you, bananas? What are you, crazy? You know? Don't say any of those things. That's not good. You have to be very careful with your words. Shema tochovu chovas golos, because lest you become liable for exile. V'siglu lemekom mayim haraim, and the students will become exiled to a place of bitter waters, and you also could be exiled to a place of bitter waters, God forbid. V'yishtu atalmidim habayim acharechem v'yemusu, and the students who come after you will drink these words and die, God forbid. V'nimsa shem shamayim nischala, and then the name of heaven will be profaned. Everything is working up to this terrible thing of Chil Hashem, because that's one of the worst things you could do in life, to be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. We're here to make a difference in the world, to make an impact in the world, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to sanctify God's name, as being a practicing Jew trying to bring good to the world, and in effect trying to change the world for the better, doing good things and bringing good things to the world. So the opposite effect, the detrimental effect of doing the opposite, is really tragic. We only have so many years in this world. We only have so many words that we could say in this world. Make sure they're good words. Make sure they're careful words. Make sure you think about what you say before you say it, especially to a spouse or to kids or to family and friends, because those words, especially when you're talking to your spouse, who's supposed to be your best friend, your partner, your Ezer Kenegdo, you have the ability as the spouse to unfortunately inflict the most damage, God forbid, but you also have the ability as the spouse to inflict the most good. So make sure that it is good that you are imparting and giving to the spouse, and especially those around you. So Avtalion says, be careful with your words. Don't want to become liable to exile. Rabbi Meir Halevi explains, this is Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Todrus Halevi Abu Lafala. He lived in Toledo. He was the teacher of the Ramban, author of Yad Ramah, commentary on Sanhedrin. Ramban refers to him in Baba Basra as the greatest teacher of the previous generation. So this rabbi, Rabbi Meir Halevi, has explained this Mishnah in detail. A Torah scholar must be exceptionally careful to explain his words properly, leaving no room for heretics, meaning, pause, these are the minim, this is the Hebrew word min, usually refers to the early Christians who were Jews. However, in additions controlled by censors, was often substituted with other terms, such as terms referring to non-Jews. Therefore, it is not clear to whom exactly Rabbeinu Yonah is referring, but it certainly means those Jews who have rejected the rabbinical traditions and laws. Unpause. So we don't want to leave room for heretics, God forbid, to twist any words into their own ends. We have to make sure if we give advice, if we give explanations, we give ideas to others, it shouldn't be ambiguous. It shouldn't leave any room for error. It shouldn't, God forbid, steer someone off to the wrong path. I didn't mean that when I said X, Y, and Z. I didn't mean this kind of a thing when I said X, Y, and Z. Careful with your words. Judge your words carefully. If you say to a kid, also keep to your word as much as you can. If you say to a kid, after the bath, we're going to read a book, then when you do the bath and they behave nicely, read the book. You got to keep to your word. The kids really need consistency. They need routine and they need adherence to the rules. Of course, granted, sometimes it can't happen. But if you tell a kid you're going to do something for him and you logically could do it, but you don't do it, that's really, really not good for the kid. It's sad for the kid. So after the bath, they did a good job. You said you're going to give them a little water. You're going to read them a book or whatnot. Then try to keep to it. And with other people, if you say you're going to do something, do it. If you can't do it, don't say you're going to do it to begin with. Because then you get people to have the false expectations, the false hope, and then you let them down. And it's sad to let someone down, especially the spouse or kids or family or friends. Better not to say it and do it than to say something and not do it. That's the idea of Emor Ma'at V'Yaseh Harbeh from Avram Avinu. Say a little, but do a lot. But don't say a lot. Don't promise a lot and not even deliver a little bit. Keep to your word. Choose your words carefully. Don't do motzi shem ra, rechilas, or lashon hara, bad, evil speech. Do good speech, but also when you use speech and when you say things, try to keep to what you're going to say. I'll come by next week to pick up the wrench from you. 3 weeks later, you still don't come by to pick up the wrench. I'll come by tomorrow to return your Swiffer to you. 3.5 weeks later, you still don't return the Swiffer. Better not say when you're going to do it if you're not going to do it than to say anything at all. It's better to close your mouth and be seemed a fool, the phrase goes, than to open your mouth and prove everyone right that you are a fool. You got to be careful with what you say and what you talk about and what you promise Bli Neder to other people. And if you're ever going to promise things, say Bli Neder, Bli Neder, Bli Neder, because we don't want to make any neders, especially these days in the Seres Meitzua, we're leading up to Yom Kippur. We have to be careful with what we say we're going to do. Don't promise anything. Definitely, 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 God forbid, don't swear things. And always use the Bli Neder, because God willing, you'll get around to it. Hopefully, you'll get around to it. But if you don't get around to it, then it's even sadder in many different ways. And are exiled to a place of bitter waters. This refers to a place inhabited by heretics who distort the words of the Torah in a manner contrary to halacha. These people will derive false interpretations from your words. It's very important if you're a leader, you're someone that people follow, that you use your words carefully and you use your words wisely. If people latch onto the things you say, people grab onto what you say, and people listen to what you say, then make sure you have good things to say. Make sure you have truthful things to say. Make sure you have helpful things to say. If you're really an influential person, why are you using your influence and your words to wreak havoc, to incite violence, or to preach not kosher topics or non-kosher ideas? You have the idea of a podcast, for example. When I was in college, I used it for Narishkat. I used it for dating stories of the like craziness, not good things, not the best kind of things at least. And now I'm trying to do things in the opposite way, trying to do it for Torah and OT things to help people have a more functional, independent life and to just give a little Torah, not that I'm a rabbi or anything, just to try to use my voice because I love audio, I love radio. Try to do it in a better way. If you have the ability to help people, then make sure it's in the right way. If you're a rabbi, a leader of community, and you could really help people in the right ways, make sure you do. You don't want people to latch onto what you say for the wrong reasons. Someone who could really change people for the better, but instead, that's like someone who has a trait. Well, I'll come back to that. Someone who could lead someone for the better, but instead does it for the bad, is misusing his opportunity and is really bringing people on himself to a sin. If you have a trait, you have an ability, you have a charisma, don't lead people to join a cult. Lead people to do service in the honor of God and the honor of the world. You know, you have the ability to be to someone who's strong and someone who's very aggressive and has the need to want to destroy something, then make sure you do it in a positive way. So for example, the Gemara talks about, the Talmud talks about, if someone needs to let blood, he could be a murderer or he could be a shochet, someone who slaughters chickens for the benefit of others, or someone who does the circumcisions for the benefit of others. You have the ability to heal in the right way. Don't do voodoo, you heebie-jeebie practices. Maybe be a spiritual guide, a spiritual mentor, helping people and healing people in the right aspect, because we want to make sure people follow us for the right reasons, following our words, following our ways. And the students who come after you will drink. Subsequent students will hear your words and not understand them, and will rely on the interpretations of the heretics who have interpreted them in keeping with their own understanding. These students will think that this heresy was what you actually meant. As a result, they will die before their time, and the name of heaven will be profaned. God forbid that should happen. Be careful with what you say, how you say it. Realize that people latch onto your words, people learn from you. Even if you're just a regular stam balabais, you're going to work, People look at your yarmulke. People look at how you're working, especially the Jew in the marketplace. Do you have high standards? Do you have ethics, morality, honesty, and good deeds? Because you want people to learn from your good deeds and not from anything bad. Remember, you're always an ambassador for Hashem. You're always a soldier in Hashem's army. Anything you say or do can be used against you in a court of law, quote-unquote, especially the court of law of Hashem. Realize that anything you do or say, especially as a religious practicing Jew, hopefully going by the ethics and the morals of the Pirkei Avos, people will look at you and try to learn from you. So make sure they're learning good things, hearing good things, and following good things, especially from your actions, but even more so, especially from your words. So be very careful with what you words. Choose them wisely, choose them properly. Join us next time as we talk about being pursuers of peace like Aaron, the brother of Moses, here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.